So I shared with you that my son, Eli, kind of get in trouble in his class, and we had to have a parent-teacher conference with me and his mom and, like, three of his teachers because he's talking and he's laughing and he's being disruptive in all the classes, which is a new thing. They're saying, we don't know what's going on. Why is he acting this way? And I'm at a loss for what a punishment should be if he continues to act up.
What if you say, if we get this again, you're going to get a haircut?
That would ruin his life. Such a big deal
the way I want it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's such a big deal with the hair. Yeah. Like, literally, even for older kids, Landon came. I'm like, why were you late? I had to get my hair cut. When? I just got it. I swear, I could not see one difference.
Yeah.
The hair on the side, like with the sideburns, is full blown hair down to his cheeks. And I'm just like, where? I don't understand. He's like, right here. I'm like, I said, Carol, do you see one thing? I'm not being a joke, but you got ripped off. You paid for a haircut. Yeah. I don't see one thing. I'm not kidding. I was so pissed because I'm like, that is the, why would you do that? Why would you waste your money if it doesn't look any different? It does. It doesn't, I swear.
It doesn't.
But anyway,
I believe
it's such a big deal to get it cut, like a buzz cut or just really cut up.
Mm-hmm.
That would change somebody's
perspective. That's a good idea.
And if you did do it, let's say he did act it up and he did get a haircut like that, because it must be so detrimental when you go to school with a haircut now, that he would never do it again in a fear of having to get a haircut again.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm just carrying around like wireless buzzers, and anytime he acts up,
yeah.
I mean, it's just like that's when you did
idea.
For Carowinds the one time when you didn't take them. It's hard to do.
It's that's very really hard. That's and, like, the follow through is the hardest part. Mm-hmm. But if you did the hair,
I'm going to do it.
And say, like, you, because in his mind, because this is how my son works too, is like, yeah, right.
Yes.
But I will take you kicking and screaming, and then you will just have to do it.
Yeah.
And it will be the hardest thing for you to do, because it would be the hardest thing for me to do.
Right.
Because
I'll
it's
do
embarrassing.
It.
It's like, I have to take you in to get your hair cut, and you're causing a huge scene, but.
And then in school, he's going to naturally be quieter anyways because he doesn't want to create attention with his new haircut.
Yeah. So true. That's going to be it. And
Now,
and
some people might say, oh, that's abusive, but I don't think so.
No, it's not. Abusive. Having your haircut? Mm-hmm. Well, abuse.
Yeah.
It's
but,
not abuse.
No, it's a consequence that you want to have your hair longer.
Some people will say that, though.
So, yeah, I'm sure. You want your hair longer? Too bad.
I don't. Okay.
Or somebody agrees with Jason. Stephanie, go ahead. You agree with Jason?
I do. I have a 14-year-old who likes being the class clown, and he is all about his hair. He's grown it out. He gets it permed every 6 months.
That's the other
and
thing.
I told him this year, yes, perms are back, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I told him this year, the first time he got in trouble, we were buzz cutting his head like he was in the Army, and he has not got suspended once this year.
There you go.
How many times has he been suspended?
Suspended ISS, he has not got into any trouble at all. And he's had A's and B's the entire time. Okay. And that is very unusual for him.
Ooh. Okay, yeah.
Eli
making good grades is the norm.
Mm-hmm.
And being like teachers like him is the norm. So this is like a big switch for us.
Yeah.
And
is he making good grades?
Yeah.
Do the hair.
I'm going to do the hair. Because, I mean, I've threatened that. It's like his Santa now. It's Santa's not coming.
The biggest thing.
I say, I'm going to shave your head, and he gets a little cool. But now I'm going to say, because of this last thing, I'm not going to threaten you. You're going to get in the car, and we're going to Great Clips, and I'm going to pay her a little extra. And
you're going to have to strap them down, though, and that's where the abusive part comes in.
Maybe get some melatonin. Is that abusive?
No.
Some Xanax? No.
I bet, though, once he gets in, because then he's definitely old enough to recognize that his behavior will be embarrassing in public.
Right.
So I think it'll be kicking and screaming all the way there. I don't think in the place he'll.
You know what, though? Put it if it was Everly, I could never do that. I could never.
Oh, yeah.
See, a girl would be different.
Big deal.
See, you see what I'm saying? Now it's abusive. That's abusive.
I don't think it's abusive. I think it's that you have to go. Like, I don't think for a girl that would be something that you would do.
That would be horrendous, though.
No, it would be, but that wouldn't be, you would take away things or there would be a different punishment.
But why?
Yeah.
But why? Because it's so detrimental to
because
girls,
his son cares so much about that look.
Yes, like, but girls would it's detrimental against them. They don't want a different look. If you cut a girl's hair, that would be horrible. But
girls probably care more about other things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the standard for most girls is long hair.
Yes,
so, and the standard for guys isn't. So they have to go a little extra. Mm-hmm. You got to really care about your hair to do it. But you're right, Jason. I can see what you're saying.
You can do
the exact same thing for both.
Yeah. Oh
and
my
one,
gosh.
People are like. You shaved your daughter's head?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's messed up.
Yeah.
And Carol would never allow that anyways. But I don't see. There is a difference. I don't know why, but there is. Mm. Big difference. I could never do that. I would feel so No matter how bad Everly was, I would never go and have her cut all her hair off. I would never do that. Never.
What do you think would work with her?
Everly?
Take her stock options away or...
Take away her credit cards.
I want Hermit in the fire. Stuff
Hermit in the fire. Messed up, Squid. I probably bribing her.
Oh,
the opposite direction.
To be to get better behavior. To be yes. Okay.
I recently it's incredible. I mean, and you might have this with Henry, Katie.
What?
She used to, in the middle of the night, get up, come downstairs. She'd never go to bed by herself. We would have to sit there for an hour, please, into a fight every single night. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks ago, I said, you will get a special prize if you go upstairs to your, because she wanted something, upstairs to your room every single night this week on your own and never come down. This is our fourth week. She has gone to bed every single night on her own and has not come down one time.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it's it's bribing. I'm thinking that we'll hopefully die out soon, but it's costing us a fortune.
So you have to re-bribe her every week? Because that would be how, like, we would do that for Henry, and it would work. And then the minute that he gets what he wants at the end of the week, he would come right back to our room.
So I got that last week.
Yeah.
I went to, here's my thinking on this. I'm like, okay. And she got this cup, expensive cup.
The Stanley Cup?
We saw it on Valentine's
Day. No,
that was the Valentine's
Day. Oh, this was for Valentine's fun. Stanley.
Yeah. This was a cup. Do you ever see these new circle cups that you have the little cartridge that goes in? It's flavored.
Oh,
you order the cartridges. So we got her the cup and the flavors, right? Mm-hmm. She loved the cup. And I knew that would be the case. So I said, okay, do it again next week. We'll get some extra flavors. That happened. No problem. Did it again. Do it again this week. So it is a bribe, and it's costing me a fortune. At the same time, I'm thinking she's going to get used to going upstairs on her own, hopefully, and not be so scared and come down in the middle
of the night.
Let's hope
so.
I don't know. Now you have something you know she really likes. You can take the cup away.
There's that.
You giveth and you taketh away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know it'd be a nightmare.
It's very hard.
I brought you into this world. I'll take you out. That's what my mom used to say. She still says it.
All the time. Yeah. Now you say, now like people call whatever, CPS or whatever. Diane, whatever it's called. Diane, what do you think about, you know, we're talking about, you know, the different things with your children and not listening and how to get them to listen.
Well, I was a teacher in a school, and this sixth grade student lied to his dad about his assignments and his homework and why he wasn't making bad grades. He wasn't getting tests signed and being brought back. His dad was not seeing it. The rat tail was popular. This was in the 80s.
I had one.
When he met with us and found out the truth, he went home and cut the rat tail off.
Yeah.
And that really lowered him in the eyes of his peers.
Oh, when the rat tail
isn't
comes
that
off.
The exact opposite now.
Yeah, so true.
Now you make your kid grow a rat tail to punish him.
Right.
That's a great call. Thank you. All right. I'll keep you up to date on I'll post a picture of a shaved head.
Get ready for the haircut.
Yeah. Get ready.
Great clips. Get ready.
I don't even think you have to shave it. I think you just have to a significant
cut
haircut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it can still look good, but he won't like it.
What do they call it? The military cut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
High and tight.
High and tight.
High and tight.
Yeah.
Get the crew cut.